Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Rise and gobble, Atlanta. This is a Thanksgiving Eve edition of The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson. She is the
stands
first,
for Pauls right now. Pauls.
She's the first lady of Atlanta baseball. And the queen of improv, Miss Allie Mack. And you know what, Dylan? You talk trash during my intro, you don't get an intro.
He was right.
This man said rise and gobble.
Gobble, gobble. You got to have fun.
Oh,
I love
man.
It. Hey, you got to have fun.
Don't act like you did that on purpose.
There's nothing wrong with rising and gobbling.
Rise and gobble. Yep, there's somebody out there right now taking that to heart. Yeah, man.
At least I didn't say rise and bake.
Heaviest travel day of the year. Today.
Yeah, some people are dumb enough to do that today.
Yeah, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Just saw it's 4 million people expected to go through Atlanta Hartsfield this weekend. Goodness gracious.
I am not doing that, but I will be joining the hordes of people on the interstates later today.
Did you see the footage of 85 a second ago? It's blocked up. Not looking good.
Yeah. Jeez. Enjoy that, Michael.
Yeah, well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. You just called me dumb and then talked trash. I'm not excited about it, but it is what it is, man. And I do love Thanksgiving. So
what time are you getting on the road today?
Let's see. What are we off air? 8:55, 9 o'clock. If my wife is downstairs with the car at that point.
Oh, okay.
What's the higher or lower on that?
The higher or lower on her arrival time? It's not 9 o'clock. I will say that.
If we set it at 8:57 and a half.
She will be loading two children in the car to get down here to pick me up. So I'm going to put the over-under on that at 9:15.
Do you guys have set stops you make on the way down? Do you know? Or do you change it up? Because we stop at the same places every time.
No, it depends on if it's a day like today, which there's like a Buc-ee's in Auburn. That won't happen today.
Right.
That place is going to be an absolute dumpster fire.
Yes.
There's a couple places at East Chase near Montgomery that we'll probably stop at. You know, it changes, man. The kids, it's like we got to find like some kind of playground sometimes or something like that to let them get some energy out.
When you're traveling, because I'm not gonna lie, I've only did one road trip with a child, and we did stop at a Buc-ee's once, and the other time we stopped at like a Love's or whatever.
Yeah, Love's.
But what is your preferred gas station stop? If let's go ahead and make the assumption that Buc-ee's is slammed, because it always is, but it's extra slammed right now.
Well, if there is a QT or a racetrack at the exit, that's okay. Yeah. With kids, it's just always about clean bathrooms. Which with me, anyways, it's always about clean bathrooms. I do like Love's because it's built for travelers, but it's kind of hit or miss. We know the locations to go to and the ones not to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And Bucky's is obviously cool, but you can't go on a day like today. I mean, you know what I mean? You just simply can't do it. Not only that, but my kids think it's a toy store.
Right.
Like they walk
course.
In and think it's go time, that they're getting some kind of, you know, some kind of toy.
That's some different than most adults I know, including myself.
Right.
I mean, gotta get
and
beef jerky.
They think that they're getting a cookie and a cinnamon roll and a toy before we leave there. And I'm just like, I just need you to go TT. Okay. So just go let it out.
Wow, I feel more and more like your kids because I need the beef jerky, the brisket sandwich, and a drink.
Yeah, man.
And also to tinkle. But dude, I've seen Love's are, we stopped at a Love's on the way home from Dolphin Island mm-hmm. Earlier in the fall. You know, it's just, it's
stopped
weird.
Was it in Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
And like, I'm going to the cash register and I hear this guy saying, yeah, the woman goes, so you need me to call the cops and the paramedics. And I was like, I gotta get out of here. I'm like, no, we gotta go. And then there's like this bridal party in two cars next to us, and Amy's trying to change Melrose's diaper. And I was like, babe, you gotta speed that thing up. Because the bridal party looked like a train wreck. Like they were all over the place. I was like, geez almighty. Like, when I say bridal party, it was a bachelorette. Probably, it was a bachelorette party.
Was it before or after the bachelorette party had taken place?
It looked like it was after.
Yeah.
Looked like it was after.
Fair enough, man.
I'm not sure if all of them came home as pure as they left. So
I'll probably look the same way when I get done with a 5-hour road trip with my children today. So there you go.
So I had to full stop when I hear you. I feel so bad for you today, only because of the fact of road trips for me. I just want to get them done as quick as possible.
Yeah.
And today is not that day.
There's no such thing anymore for us as like a passenger princess. The person in the passenger seat is on full
tending.
I mean, full tending. It is not. There are no hiccups in that. So yeah, it's going to be an action-packed few hours as we head to Florida.
I'm sorry, I got a very quick question before we move on. We've had this discussion before. Are the iPads, the screens, are they going to be a thing today?
That's a great question. They are only pulled out when all else fails. And that's the agreement we've come to.
Gotcha.
Once the meltdowns begin, then the iPad can be brought out and just to kind of smooth things over for a little bit.
Just to create a little peace for
but
a little
while. But we're big on the DVD flip down screen.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Okay.
They're allowed to watch movies, but the mindless scrolling where you talk to your kid and they don't even hear you because they're just looking for the next video on YouTube is just not, we try to avoid that.
Smart.
Until there's no other option.
Okay.
And that's kind of where we'll be probably, I don't know, what did I say? We're leaving at 9:15, probably 9:30.
All right.
I would imagine we roll up into that scenario at 9:30. Yes.
Already folding. Screens will be out at 9:30.
Hey. I'm like, give him the friggin' iPad. I'm done.
I'm trying to take a nap. Knock yourselves out, kids.
Man, good luck to you,
thank
Mike.
You.
And
thank
to
you
everyone
much.
That is traveling today.
Thoughts
I know
and prayers,
we probably have a lot of out of towners listening today. So welcome to the show. If this is your first time joining us, here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. The Hawks lost to the Wizards last night in D.C., 132-113. They'll be home on Friday to take on the Cavs. North Texas's head football coach Eric Morris has been hired as the next head coach at Oklahoma State. The NFL suspended Panthers safety Trayvon Morrig for one game for that low blow on Juwan Jennings. And Georgia remains number 4 in the latest college football playoff rankings. Georgia Tech fell to number 23 after their loss to Pitt on Saturday.
I'm so not here for the college football playoff committee's love for Notre Dame. I'm just not here for it. And it's not even a Bama thing. They said yesterday, remember we talked about it 2 weeks ago, and they were like, the pod that includes Notre Dame, we have not been able to one-to-one compare Miami to Notre Dame because they're not even considered in the same pod right now. And last night, they're like, yeah, we're actually comparing, you know, at this point, Miami and Notre Dame have kind of entered the same realm. And I'm like, okay, how could you have one with a head-up win three spots behind with the same amount of losses? Like, that's not even about Bama for me being in that same pod at 9-2. Because I think when you look at Bama, I'm like, okay, just go take care of business. But these other teams that don't have that Miami's not going to make it to the ACC championship, I look at it and go, I'm going to be irate if I'm them.
So there's a statement in this college football playoff by the committee guy that's talking these days. I think
it was Juracek.
Yeah, it was Juracek. And this statement really bothered me when I read it, and maybe I was half awake, so you tell me, but they moved Oregon above Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss was idle. And this statement, we've been waiting for them to have that signature win to really put them where they need to be. What does that mean? What does that mean specifically? Because where they need to be, Oregon has played a soft-ass schedule, and the best team they've played blew their doors away on their home field.
They played – I'm trying to go back through Oregon's schedule, man, because I don't have it in front of me. I know they played a tough game against Iowa in the rain. That was considered a good one, and then the USC one. What I hear when I think they're trying to say when I hear that is we believe them to be this ranking, but we don't have any evidence of that. And that's what we've been waiting on them to have that win that allows them to be where they need to be. It means we thought that that's who they were, but we can't really put that on paper because we don't know that there's any evidence and people will be mad.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Notre Dame, they don't care.
It just
feels like
we've
been waiting on them having a signature win. It's like, yeah, but we'll just slot them in.
That statement to me felt like we have a predetermined thought about this team and we just need to be justified on our thought. Well, if you had thought that about them, just put them there anyways. I don't understand how I get it, but them jumping Ole Miss is in the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But the problem is the statement. The statement bothers me because that gives you a little bit of insight. And to me, the insight that I got after seeing Miami move into it is that they really, really might leave out whoever the ACC champion is.
They're going to.
For Miami. And they really – the problem is Miami is going to get in the playoff because if they beat Pitt this weekend because of the win against Notre Dame. And that's it. That's the only reason. That's the only reason why they're going to get in the playoff, because they have to justify putting Notre Dame in and not Miami, and they're not going to do it, so they're just going to put Miami in and say, we still think they were the best team. They had the best win in the ACC, which happened to be a win over Notre Dame. Whether it's right or wrong, really the best win in the ACC is probably Florida State's win over Alabama. However, they're not eligible.
Yeah, I'll be curious. I would be curious to know, and this would be a conversation that I'll have over, you know, Thanksgiving break with a bunch of people. If you had Miami and Vanderbilt on a neutral site field, how would you score that game? Because the Vanderbilt thought to me just stinks right there at 14. Like, they have no path. They have no path. They need chaos.
Do they not? Does Vanderbilt not close to Tennessee?
Probably. That's not going to get them in the top 12, considering that you've got to have the two at-large teams.
They're at Tennessee this weekend. I don't know about that.
You're gonna have a JMU or somebody jump in front of that entire ordeal and jump to the front of the line. I don't know. There's a lot of things to talk about with this mess.
Yeah, we're going to bring it back up at 6:40, but coming up next, we are looking for another win. So we're going to weigh out the Falcons defense versus the Jets offense ahead of Sunday's game next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odd.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The C app 622 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We're going to talk about this weekend's game. I got to tell you, though, there's kind of an emergency happening in my house right now because we're hosting Thanksgiving and the ham has not shown up.
Oh, no.
So we had to run out last night to get a backup ham case the ham doesn't show up. But that one is good through halfway through January. So that's our Christmas ham now.
What now? Oh, so like it's like a frozen ham.
I think it's chilled.
But it's good through January?
That's what the date says.
I would have never thought
frozen.
That.
I don't know. I didn't touch it. So
I'd keep it in the freezer.
Well,
I don't know. That's
regardless,
crazy.
We did shipping because we figured, you know, honey baked ham, it's going to be crazy. Today, with business, people going in there. So we're like, let's just do the shipping. That'll be easier. And still in Illinois as of like 5 o'clock yesterday.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, that's where you want it to
be. So who knows? Yeah. Who knows if we're going to have ham or not?
I don't blame you for trying to go around the honey baked ham thing, the pickup line today.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I have to imagine that honey baked ham's entire bottom line exists because of today.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Not that I don't like honey baked ham on a random Tuesday in June. But I think that the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is probably where they make their money. Mm-hmm. I have to imagine.
I was just thinking about eating a honey-baked ham on a Tuesday in June.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so one of those little brioche rolls or something.
I don't know what I would pair with that.
It's not the ham. Like, you know, the sandwich, the stuff they actually sell on a day-to-day. It's kind of got a Nukes Eatery feel to it on any other given day.
I've eaten my fair share of honey-baked hams, but I've never walked in a store.
Really? Never actually been inside of the honey? Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. No, maybe once. No. I don't think so.
I mean, they have it ready to go for today. There's an enter. There's an exit. They have egress, ingress, all that stuff happening.
Yeah. It's like, it's like Target the day after Christmas for the returns.
Yes.
It's like, let's go ahead and set this thing up. Put the queue line out there. Roll this baby down the sidewalk. Let's go.
We're just so paranoid that something's going to go wrong. I was telling Mike earlier, like, we're, like, now debating, like, okay, my brother Drew is bringing the bread. But, like, what kind of bread is Drew bringing? Should we get backup bread just in case? It's not, like, you know, bread everyone likes.
You should. Anytime you're hosting an event, you just go ahead and set. I mean, you know this, too. But, like, I always just prepared that mentally that something is going to go wrong. And so, therefore, I'm going to have to, you know, change something, and it just this is part of it. I mean, but yeah, you should go buy extra bread. I would go buy extra
the same
bread.
Thing. We're in charge of the bread for our Thanksgiving
and
in Florida.
Honestly, I think most men can only be trusted to bring. There's only one specific food grouping that men can be trusted to bring. It's the meat. That I don't decide you're going to get something, you know, probably like some kind of mac and cheese or potato.
Yeah, there you go.
Or,
yes, sir.
And bread is, you know, it's probably going to be the Hawaiian rolls, which are really good. I love. But that's what, you know, it's.
We're bringing the ones from the freezer. I can't remember. I don't remember the name of the actual kind of bread. But, yeah, the rolls that go in the freezer, we're bringing those. And I don't know how else not to do that because we were asked to bring rolls. And I'm like, we're coming from Georgia. Mm-hmm. So kind of.
Rolls will stay in a car on a trip. They don't need to be frozen.
They come in the freezer. Like you buy them out of the freezer at the store.
He chose the frozen ones rather than the Hawaiian rolls that are shelf stable.
Correct. Correct. Because we're coming from Georgia. We'll be packed in a car. The Hawaiian rolls will be smashed.
Okay. You're doing it to,
yeah, we were so, like.
But you got to put them in the Yeti, though.
Yeah, we're going to put them in the Yeti backpack. Okay. Yeah, roll them down there. We'll be good to go, man. We've thought this out.
How many people are coming?
Probably about 25 to my parents' house. Jeez. Yeah, 25, 30. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Good size. You know my family's big.
We've got 21, and it's just immediate family.
There you go.
In a massive family.
Yeah. We've got 10 coming that aren't even family members.
Yeah.
We're just, you know, Doug's coming to our Thanksgiving. One of our iRacing buddies.
Yeah. Is Dome?
No. But he was invited for sure. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, Holy was invited, huh?
Other than one person.
How did I know that's where this was leading?
Yeah,
I had an idea 100%. That we're going down that road. All right, we've gotten to celebrate the win in New Orleans for a few days now. So it's time to turn the page, start to look ahead at the Jets this weekend. Before we get into the defense, offense, what are your initial gut reactions to the Jets? Because they haven't been great. They're 2-9.
I think they look unbelievably look and feel, I guess, not look necessarily, but they feel a lot like the team played last week in the Saints. And you know what jumped out to me originally about it was both of these teams have drafted both of their tackles in the first round the last 2 years. We talked about Kelvin Banks and Talese Fuaga last week. Armand Membube was a guy we scouted a little bit in our draft buildup out of Missouri. He's been playing a pretty good brand of right tackle for them. And Olu Fashanu is who they got last year, the 11th overall pick out of Penn State. And it's really interesting the way these teams have kind of gone about building. Both these teams also got rid of good players at the trade deadline. The Jets more so than the Saints did with Rashid Shaheed, but they're in a very similar spot, I think, as organizations. And when you start lining them up and looking at the good linebacker play, the above average, players at certain spots that, you know, could have been a lot better had you not traded away guys like Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. But, yeah, I think they're in a very similar spot. That was my first takeaway looking at it to where the team you played last week. And I think that Tyrod Taylor does some good things, as did Tyler Shuck, but they're still fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah, Breece Hall has been a pretty good running back. And you kind of, if you comparing him to last week, that's exactly what Alvin Kamara was. Obviously, he got injured. I was looking at some of the things, and they're a team that's going to give you a chance to put them away early. You just have to be able to capitalize on it. Like, you know, and what I'm referring to is the fact that they are outscored. They've only scored 87 points in the first half of football games, while allowing the opponents in the first half to score almost 170 points. At 168, they are heavily penalized. They've got 16 false starts and 13 offensive holding penalties. And then you look on the other side defensively, they've got 11 defensive holding penalties, 7 DPIs, and 5 illegal contacts. So and some of those defensive holding penalties could be up front, right? Maybe one or two.
Yeah, sure.
But a majority of those are in that back seven. So in that back seven, or that really the secondary, they make mistakes, and they've only gotten 19 sacks.
Yeah.
However, you know, I think the Saints only had 21 coming into last week, and they were able to get pressure. You know, everybody, I've heard a little bit of a narrative that the Falcons protected Kirk Cousins better than they've protected Michael Penix all year long. That's absolutely false. If you saw that, you didn't watch the game, or you didn't understand what you saw. What you saw last week was they ran out of 13 personnel, but when they were throwing the football, they were spreading it out, and they were even leaving. And they left mainly Charlie and Algier in the backfield, but they did leave Bijan back a few times, and he made a couple of good pickups. What they did, what happened last week, was Kirk Cousins did a phenomenal job of the first read not being there and saying, I got to get rid of the football, and he did. He did a really good job of that. It's something that Penix actually did in the first half of the Carolina game as well.
Well, and if you flip your card over to the defense, our defense, their offense, where do you feel the Falcons have an advantage when it comes to these matchups?
I don't think that they're I don't think their tight ends are near as good blocking as what we've seen over the course of the season. And one of the reasons I bring that up is because how many times have we talked about our defense was built, especially when Divine Diablo was out, on taking away the center and the B gaps, playing on the inside shade of both offensive tackles and really putting a lot of stressors on the edge players, the Leonard Floyds, the Jalen Walkers, and asking those guys to make plays. And sometimes they have, and sometimes they haven't. Sometimes James Pierce has been pinned, or Arnold Ebiketie has been pinned down inside. And a lot of that has to do with the edge blocking, the, you know, Kittle and Juszczyk and whoever else you want to line up. Remember, Miami comes out and goes heavy personnel in their packages. They wanted to do a lot of the same thing. They go an extra lineman. I thought New Orleans attempted to do that. And it's funny because that's exactly what Atlanta tried to do on the other side of the ball by spreading out the defensive front and adding in three tight ends. I don't think they're quite as good blocking at the tight end position. Jeremy Ruckert is a fourth-year player out of Ohio State. He's going to get a lot of that. He's number 89. And they've also utilized Mason Taylor, the rookie out of LSU, Jason's kid, to be able to step in and make some of those blocks as well. I just don't think it's quite to the level that we've seen. And, you know, that's really affected their run game, I believe, because their offensive line, a little bit above average probably, if not mediocre. And I think we've seen lines like that more times than not. And you've been able to rely on the exterior blocking for some of those teams.
You want to stay there, but just a little different facet of the game. They've given up 39 sacks. Their quarterbacks have taken 39 sacks, and it's not all in the offensive line.
No.
Justin Fields has when he was a starter and in his time in the NFL, one of the things against him, other than throwing across the middle, has been that he holds the ball and he runs into sacks. And that shows up here. Tyrod Taylor is going to be, I think he's a little bit better at getting rid of the football. I think he's a little bit better at maybe eluding, but they're taking sacks. You come in with 39 sacks, third in the league. So it, to me, get them behind the chains and behind, you know, get pressure, get some TFLs and keep them going uphill, and you should be, and then that could be a nice recipe of getting off the field. The one thing you really, like, go back to it, the start of the second half of games has been a real killer for the Falcons. In fact, it led to the loss in the Carolina game. It allowed the Saints to hang around a little bit longer. It didn't help you in Berlin. It didn't help you in New England. Well, actually, New England, I think you were all right. That was probably one that you did okay in the second half, because remember, you were down, 21-14 at halftime. So, but then again, you allowed New England to go down and start the second half, might kick a field goal, make it 24-14, and you're playing uphill.
Yeah.
So just kind of, if you could really get them way behind the eight ball at halftime, I think it could just lighten the stress and it really help you out, but you got to have a strong third quarter.
Yeah, well, and they do too. They're focused on a lot of the same things. If you remember back, they were actually winning against Baltimore, I think 7-3 at halftime this past weekend, and completely fell apart in the second half. I mean, Baltimore scores the 20 points there in the second half, and New York couldn't do anything. All that started to catch up with them, although they did pretty good on third downs against Baltimore. But nonetheless, man, you're right. I think you got to start. You're still 0-7 when you're trailing in any game, because you were ahead the whole time against New Orleans, so need to get that monkey off your back.
We're going to pick this back up at 7, because it would just be amazing to close out Thanksgiving weekend with a Falcons win. So we'll see how that can happen at 7 o'clock. Coming up, the new college football playoff rankings are in. Who fell? Who rose? Who stayed exactly where they were? Plus, we've got my Mac drop. It's Thanksgiving trivia day. It's the same as Throwback Thursday trivia, but on Wednesday, and it's Thanksgiving.
You are so stressful.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy early Thanksgiving to you and your family. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And Georgia remains number 4 in the latest college football playoff rankings. Georgia Tech fell to number 23 after their loss to Pitt on Saturday. Were there any surprises when you saw the rankings come out?
I don't think so. I think that everything – I expected everything to kind of stay status quo. We talked about it yesterday. I think that's, for the most part, what we got. I'm curious, and I'm still curious, and this is a conversation we had a little bit last week. I still don't know how they're going to rank things if – and I honestly am not picking this to happen, but if Alabama were to beat Auburn and then beat Texas A&M in Atlanta in the SEC championship game, is Georgia still slotted in for a bye? Or, you know, is it possible they kind of fall out of that role? Like, how likely is it that Georgia gets a bye by not playing next weekend?
Well, why couldn't they just flip-flop Georgia and A&M and leave them right there? Georgia be 3 and then A&M be 4 at that point. Because they – here's the deal. A&M has played – has Ohio State or Indiana played a tougher schedule than Texas A&M?
No.
So why are they behind them?
I made that argument 3 weeks ago. But, when the first poll came out, I was like, this is ridiculous.
And I agreed with you. Yeah. Why are they behind them? And then why are you going to punish them? Like, what? Just like, the problem for me in this whole deal is if you're in the playoff before you play in a conference title game, you're in the playoff after, win or lose. Unless you're, like I said, in. Like, if you're in the top 12, you're in no matter what, win or lose.
The 13th data point. I don't, but again, I don't know how you'd rank if if Bama were to beat A&M in Atlanta, which, like I said, I don't feel like that's going to happen, but if that were to happen, and if you flipped Georgia and A&M, you're telling me an SEC champion Alabama that beat Georgia and A&M is ranked probably at a spot where they're hosting a home playoff game and both those teams getting a bye into the second round, which, again, it's a long shot, but I think that's an interesting kind of thing to stomach.
I don't want to be a jerk because my team loses a lot, but don't lose.
Yeah.
Don't lose at home to Oklahoma. I don't lose on the road to a 5-7 team, or what could be a 6-6 team.
I'd Florida State. No, I'm 100% on board. I'm 100% on board with you. And like I said, I don't feel like it's going to happen, but I would be interested to see how. I guess my thing would be like, if A&M loses during the 13th data point, where do they slot in, and as opposed to Georgia, because they're going to have played that extra game.
And it's unfair because if you're Alabama, you went and scheduled Florida State 5 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever right. It was.
Yeah,
it's not like you went and you didn't lose to FIU.
Right. Well, and you also. You scheduled Wisconsin too, but that has fallen completely off the map compared to probably what it was when they scheduled that game.
And so if you wanted to put Alabama in, you would have to, in the top four, you'd have to put Georgia out of the bye. And yeah. The reasoning is because for me, losing to Alabama at home is worse than losing to Alabama on a neutral field.
I guess unless
it's like a disparity by like points by like 30 points.
Where the conversation lies is, would Georgia be in any danger during championship weekend of falling out of the bye? And I think that they would. I think that it would be a Texas Tech winning handedly, or something along those lines that could slide Georgia out. Do I think they should? No. I think Georgia actually deserves the bye, and I've told you guys last week, I think they're going to win the national title. But it's going to be interesting to see the way that all kind of slots out.
Yeah, but Texas Tech is playing in a really good conference, too, this year. The Big 12 is pretty good this year. It's been a good conference. I'm not saying it's the SEC, but I think it's the second best conference.
Yeah.
You can make that argument. And if they go and win their conference and everything, other thing is where does Ohio State and Indiana play out? See, that's the other thing. I don't believe that Indiana. Personally, I believe Ohio State will beat Indiana in the conference title game if they get there, and which it looks like they are.
That's going to happen.
And if Indiana gets beaten by 10 points or more by Ohio State, why do they deserve a bye?
Yeah,
for playing a soft ass schedule. Other than Oregon.
I have one more question for y'all about this entire thing. There's four teams still technically in the running for the SEC title game.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, that ship has sailed. Like, they finished SEC play, so they don't have any work to do on that front. But let me just ask about all four of these teams. Which one of these teams, Texas A&M, Georgia, Bama, or Ole Miss, is most likely to lose this weekend? In the run-up to that, because there's a slight chance Ole Miss could actually get into Atlanta. There's a better-than-average chance that I think Texas is probably going to put up a pretty good fight against A&M, and if that were to happen, you might be looking at a Georgia-Bama, and I don't feel good about Bama playing against Auburn and Jordan Hare.
Where's the Egg Bowl this year?
That's a good question. I'm going to assume it's at Starkville. That's right. I saw it yesterday. It's at Mississippi State. That's a crazy game too, which is probably a touchdown spread.
It's a noon kick.
Yeah.
It's a crazy game. Most of those.
Revoke the ding.
Yeah. Almost all of those games, except for the Bama game, is on Friday. It's 12. It's 12 for the Egg Bowl. Clean Old Fashioned Hates at 3:30. And A&M Texas is at 8 o'clock.
Come on.
On Friday. So,
saddle up.
If you
baby.
Call
let's
me
go.
On Friday, you can go blank yourself.
I was going to say, let's go.
Unless you're paying me for something or you're my wife. That said, I think it's the Egg Bowl because there is a lot of weirdness around that program. You've had a week off, there's hatred. Mississippi State would love to figure out a way to knock them out. And they've been very close in Starkville at doing it to some good teams. I mean, and Allie, this is a weird rivalry. I'm sure you I'm sure you know this and you've heard this, but I think there's some people in the car might need to hear this. That coaches have been fired after this game for players peeing, fake dog leg peeing in celebration. Like
the
literally,
dog pee heard around the world.
A player literally scored a touchdown and then heist his leg like he was peeing on two knees. Okay? And that's gotten people fired in this rivalry before. So anything can happen in there. Yeah. Plus Mississippi, it's already weird.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Georgia Tech at Mercedes-Benz? Because I'm nervous about this one last year with the 8 overtimes. That stress level.
I will say this much. If you are a fan of college football and you are not nervous going into this weekend, your team is probably going to lose. Because the minute you don't think it can happen, I was having this conversation, I was doing the Bama podcast that I did the other day. And I'm like, think back to all the craziness that's happened in Jordan-Hare for Alabama over the years and multiply that right now for where these two programs are at, Georgia and Georgia Tech are at. I personally do not believe Georgia Tech's defensive front can stop Georgia, nor should they be able to, but I didn't feel like that last year either, and they very nearly won the game and should have won the game.
It's a back seven for me that has been really bad. Have you looked at the over-under for this game? Please tell me no.
No.
What would you guess it would be?
I got to take a shot in the dark. I'd put it at like 50.
Higher.
Okay.
It's at,
are you looking at the higher or lower today?
It? It's at 59.5.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
That, because my natural instinct is the higher. I'm the over under and picking the higher over the over under, whatever it was. But 59.5 is,
it's a big number.
It's a big number, but I'm pretty sure Georgia Tech's over the total in the points scored in the game has probably been over 60 like the last 4 or 5 weeks.
What does that put you projected at? Is that 37?
Well, no, it's 37-24. It's like it could be like 32-30 or 31.
No, but I mean, you got to look at the point spread too. If you're looking at over under projections, you got to look at the point spread. I think it's almost two touchdown
13.5.
There you go. So the projection total, the projected total within me, 37-24. Four, something along those lines, which is interesting.
I don't know why we're having to do math.
I think that you brought it up.
Yeah, but mine was simplistic. You've now made this hard. Yeah,
Vegas knows, man. That's all I'm saying. Vegas knows.
Well, each Wednesday night, that's tonight, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I do feel Day-Day has a big story to cover tonight when it comes to high school sports.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'll say.
All right, we'll move on from doing math, and we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving trivia, and this is the same rules as Throwback Thursday trivia. So Your name is your buzzer.
Does this appear on our official record?
No, this is just for funsies.
Just throw away. Okay.
This is on a Wednesday. It's not Throwback Thursday trivia day.
I can relax just a little bit.
These are very simple questions, so Dylan, please listen closely. What parade is famous?
Mike, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That is correct. All right, 1-0. Who sang the turkey song on SNL?
Bo. Adam Sandler.
That is correct.
Nice call.
1-1. What sauce is made from red cream?
Bo.
We're going to throw that one out.
I was going to say,
We're going to throw that out. Bo, cranberry sauce.
Good thing this one doesn't count on the official record.
We're taking that question out. It doesn't count. I meant to say just berries. In Friends, what character gets a turkey stuck on their head?
Bo. Joey.
That's correct.
And then Monica, and then Rachel.
Well, what horn-shaped container symbolizes abundance and nourishment?
Mike.
Yes.
Cornucopia.
That is correct. It is 2-2.
I legitimately did not know that.
Statistically, what is the most popular side on Thanksgiving?
Bo. Stuffing.
That's correct.
Really?
Yeah. 3-2.
It's at every. There's not a Thanksgiving.
I know, but is it the most popular because it's used the most? I guess you have to go hand in hand.
Like
I was thinking of a boat of people that said this is my favorite.
No. Okay, Everybody's gonna have stuffing.
They go hand in hand. You got to have turkey with stuffing.
Yeah, exactly.
Or dressing.
Yeah. Okay.
What is the name of the large bone piece that people pull apart?
Mike. Wishbone.
That's correct.
Okay.
What bothers me
about that? It's not that you beat me. It was that you were so unsure when I'm like, it's a wishbone. Just say it.
Okay. He did look around the room. Okay, in what show do they celebrate Slapsgiving on Thanksgiving?
Mike.
Mike.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Let's go. Love that show.
In Adam's Family Values, who leads the Thanksgiving play Revolt?
Mike.
Mike.
Wednesday.
That's correct.
Let's go.
Shout out Jenna Ortega.
Well, that wasn't
no,
her.
No, I know no, that wasn't no, her, no. But I'm just a no, Jenna Ortega fan.
No, no, she's not our Wednesday. Christina Ricci is our Wednesday.
Thank you, Allie.
DJ completely destroys Thanksgiving after she tries to cook a turkey.
Mike. Full House.
That's correct.
Let's go.
She tried to cook it while it was frozen. It didn't work.
And once you said DJ and she, I was like, there's only one direction we can go.
If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Mike.
Mike.
The Pilgrims.
That is correct. It is 7-3. When is the busiest bar night of the year?
Oh, it's the night before Thanksgiving.
Yes, tonight. Blackout Wednesday.
I love that.
All right.
I used to be an animal on Wednesday.
I spent many Wednesdays before Thanksgiving in the Cowboys parking lot. Rest in peace, Cowboys.
What? Oh, right? What retail holiday happens the day after?
Yeah, go ahead.
Black Friday.
That is correct.
What about Cyber Monday?
Last one. What cartoon plays every Thanksgiving?
Bo.
Bo.
It's Charlie Brown.
Yeah, yeah. Where Lucy pretends she'll let Charlie kick the football. She never does. Final score. Mike won 7-6. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank
you know
you.
A lot about Thanksgiving.
You know, I feel like whenever Mike gets it really close at the end, there's always like this random bonus question to tie it up. And I just didn't have that today. That was very interesting.
Well, congratulations and happy Thanksgiving to all of you and your families. Coming up, we
are in a dispute.
We are previewing this Falcons-Jets matchup. What advantages do the Falcons have this weekend? We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.